morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, June 24th, and my girl Betsy from Buttercup Lane Gifts stepping into the studio. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
You look all tan.
Thanks.
Look at you.
This is like one day of sunshine.
It's because it's, 95 and the UV index is 120.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of this came from Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because,
But you know what? That's the only pool day I've had.
I haven't had any. I know, and I have a pool.
None.
I know.
This makes me sad for you.
It makes me sad for me, too. My dog, however, has had many. I've got a video I was going to show you.
Oh.
She's learned to, she goes all the way under.
Really?
Like
Pepper?
Yeah. She did it last week. She decided it's just not worth it. Guys, if y'all don't know, I have a golden doodle who's, bless their little heart.
She's wild.
She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You know, they say they take after their owners. They say that. It is a thing that my dog is calm until I walk in the house. Mm. And, like, she goes spastic.
Yes.
Well, last week, I threw something in the pool, and you could see the mouse on the wheel in her brain. It was like, can I do it? Can I not? Can I do it? Can I not? And then she did. And now she's a diver.
Wow. Presley doesn't get in the pool water.
Yeah.
Like, she's never really wanted to do that.
See, Presley and Pepper, you would think they would have similar traits. Mm-hmm. They are as opposite.
They really are.
Presley is calm, sits still, and then Pepper just, she's insanity. You know, I mean.
Again, they take after their owners.
Yeah, I know. She literally barks at our cows every day.
And they're the same cows
and
that have
I'm
been
like,
there every
they
single
They live
night.
There. Like, weird. These are not new, Yeah.
Presley's nosy. If she sees something going on, the neighbors, she's like looking out the window barking.
Yeah.
I'm like, Presley, it's okay. They're the same neighbors that we have had since you've been here.
Yeah. I don't think Pepper understands the idea of the fence, which I've wondered how cows did, too. If you think about it, they could really knock it over. I mean, let's be honest. They weigh 2,000 pounds.
I mean, right?
But
I thought about it.
Oh, I have. In detail.
I have not.
Yes. But Pepper, she, is cutie patootie. I've decided she's French as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think Pepper's French.
Oh.
Yeah, I've decided she has a ha-ha. That's how she talks, like she's got a French accent. I really do. I think this, like in my head, Pepper is French. So anyway,
I love that. That's cute.
Yeah.
That's super cute.
Yeah. And so, but yes.
All right. Well, I tell you,
we didn't get to talk before I walked in.
No, we didn't. Like, she was walking in as the intro was playing, so we haven't even had a chance to catch up on anything. So join us for the next hour as Betsy and I catch up on our life.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's going to be very entertaining. I will promise you that.
Yep.
Yes, there will be stories to be told and lots of laughs. So let's say thanks to all of our sponsors this week. The Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow, Bering County. Of course, Buttercup Lane Gifts. And Betsy is here this morning. Wellness Wednesday is presented this week by Fuller Life Counseling Partners. Also, thanks to Jesse Muse, Realtor, Auctioneer with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company, and Habitat for Humanity Restore. The phone number is 270-651-3000. And Betsy, what are we giving away today?
We are giving away a free beach towel.
Ooh.
The microfiber ones.
Yes.
The really small, thin ones. That attach to your chair and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Dry very quickly.
Yes.
Very absorbent. Mm-hmm. So we have some Mary Square beach towels, and one we're going to give away.
All right.
Perfect timing.
Yes. Yes. Perfect.
For the pool.
That's exactly right. And the lake.
Oh, that's right. The lake.
Yeah.
I'm not a lake person. Are you a lake person?
I mean, I love going to the lake.
Yeah.
I don't go very often.
Yeah.
But I enjoy the lake.
Yeah.
I'm more of a pool goer.
I'm a pool person.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's probably where I will be the next couple of days, is at the pool at least for a couple of hours.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Probably not going to do the whole day thing because it's just too dang hot.
It is hot.
I mean, it's like suffocatingly hot. I can't do a sauna very well because I feel like I'm suffocating.
I'll say I do love me a good sauna, but I don't do it very long. I can't sit still that long.
Yeah. Well, I will more than likely be in the pool most of the time, floating around.
My daughter told me that ours feels like bathwater.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it felt...
Which I'm a fan of, personally. I like it when it feels like bathwater.
Well, I want it to be refreshing. It felt nice on Saturday. Like, you got in, it was like, whew, it's a little chilly, but then you settled in and it felt...
And it was good.
Yes, suffocatingly. Is that not a word?
I think that's an adjective. Add the L-Y and it's an... No. It's an add the L-Y and it's a adverb.
I don't know, maybe.
I'm almost positive.
Amber is questioning my word.
Well, do you know one other word that I don't know if it's a word? Lickety split. I tried to spell it the other day I tried to spell it on my phone on a message, and I could not get the ABC correct to acknowledge it.
Hey, Siri. How do you spell lickety split? It's a real word.
Well, then my phone
phrase.
I guess Apple just doesn't recognize it. Lickety. L-I-C-K-E-T-Y.
As quickly as possible. Immediately. Thanks, Siri.
Thank you. I tried all spellings and couldn't get lickety. I'm like, is that just one of those words that's like, made up?
Like lick, lickety.
Yeah.
Split.
Well, good.
Now you know.
I know. Now it's an actual word. I mean, I've always used that word.
I have too.
You know.
But you never know if it's just a made up word that grandma and granddaddy used to say. Or
exactly. So, but I would think that suffocatingly, is that what you said? Suffocatingly?
Suffocatingly.
Yes.
Hey, Siri. Is suffocatingly a word?
Yes.
Yes. It's a word. It is an adverb.
Adverb. That L-Y.
Yes.
I paid attention in English in third grade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't That's remember right. my name most That's days. But.
Yeah, I hear that. I totally hear
but
that.
But I got that L-Y.
All right. I think we have some calls there, Betsy. Oh, let's go.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Oh, I should turn it on.
Oh.
That would probably help.
Oh, that's okay. I don't think they were there.
Let's try the other one.
All right. Oh, sad. They left. Lickety split.
They'll be back. They're back.
Oh, okay. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Howdy.
How are you?
All right.
Good.
I want to register.
You want to register for the drawing?
Well, yeah.
Yep. Get you.
Tomorrow's my anniversary, so if I win, I can give her some.
There you go.
That's so thoughtful, Andy.
There you go.
Well, I done went and got her one thing. I told her I couldn't afford no ring, so I went and got her a bag of ring pops.
Hey, I love ring pops.
She said that's what she said.
I love ring
that's
pops.
That's a cute idea.
I like the red ones.
Mm-hmm. Red ones are always good.
Yeah, the blue ones
For
are good.
For a dollar and quarter, she was happy.
Well, there you go.
Can't beat that.
No.
No, sure can't.
My goodness.
But I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, Andy. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Y'all too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we have a nice beach towel to give away. You know you're going to need it for
That's right.
the pool, or if you're going to an amusement park, a water park to cool down, or you're going to the lake, you're going to need that.
I know so many people going to the beach.
Yeah, maybe you got a slip slide in your backyard.
Oh, fun.
Slip slide.
I know.
Do you ever have one of those?
Yes, I did.
I did not.
Yeah.
I think one of my friends had one.
Yeah. I mean, it hurts. Mm-hmm. Have you tried to do it as an adult?
Yes, I did a few years ago.
Yeah, and it'll get you.
It hurts a lot worse now than it did when I was
little. I don't remember it hurting when I was little, but it does now.
Yeah, it does. I mean, because you got to go get a good run, and then you just like plop. Bam. On your whole body.
I know.
I mean, talk about jarring every bone.
I'm telling you, it'll get you.
I can't do it now.
I can't either.
I mean, I tried it. 10, no, this has been how many years ago?
Yeah.
I probably tried it about 15 years ago and never again.
Mine was about, I don't know, 7. Kids were younger and we had one and I did it. Yeah, it hurt, girl. Yeah. I was sore.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. It sure is fun, though. It even looks fun.
Yeah.
Even my old, you know, Rice Krispie bones. And so, makes you pop.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about what else you got going on at Buttercup Lane.
Yes. So, we have tons of stuff going on. We are getting all kinds of new stuff in. So, we have, although I do want to mention, we have a lot of the Golden Rabbit in the red and the blue splatter because 4th of July. And I know it's very popular, great for the grill and cooking and everything. That's been very popular for everybody right now. So mm-hmm. we've been ordering lots and lots have gone out the door and coming back in and stuff that we're getting more. So we've got a restock about a couple of weeks ago. So we've gotten some new ones in. Yeah. So we've got that in. And then also we have some red melamine, which is, again, perfect for serving and the refrigerator, everything for potlucks. So those are in perfect, again, for 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Of course, new Happy Everything attachments. And so.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
The fireworks. Isn't there a fireworks?
Yes, there's a fireworks. There's the United States. There's one firework, one United States. There's something. There's two fireworks. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, lots in.
Mm-hmm.
Lots in. We are fully. We had a sidewalk sale a couple weeks ago, and we have been restocking. So, I've got tons of stuff in, and I'm already doing Christmas.
Stop it. Shut your face.
I know. Shush. I thought about you the other day.
Christmas in July, aren't you?
Oh, I am. But this stuff is, I'm ordering and stuff and getting ready for everything for Christmas. But yeah, we do Christmas in July.
I can't think about it.
Girl,
right now.
It is so popular. So many people love Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Like we decorate. I'm telling you, it is so popular. Everybody loves it.
Have you seen where people are doing Christmas themed birthday parties in the middle of summer?
No.
Like they're decorating Christmas. They're doing birthday decorations, but
no.
It's like Christmas themed and
I've missed that.
Yeah, it's a thing apparently. I'm not gonna do it.
Kelly, as much as I love Christmas, I was gonna say you love Christmas but not till it's time for Christmas.
That's right. Well, a little before Christmas.
I mean,
end of October.
I was gonna say you get through Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And then
for the most part.
Yeah,
I usually have a tree up before Halloween. It's just not fully decorated.
But is it black?
I do have a black one for my sunroom.
So I was thinking.
It's a small, skinny one.
Right.
But I have my big one for the living room. And if nothing else, I'll get it out and put the lights up.
Yeah.
You know, just because it starts getting dark so early.
I know. Yeah. But yes, so we have Christmas in July coming up. It's in the end of July. So everybody be ready. Perfect time to get Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm. We have tons of Christmas that we get set out and everything. So it's a lot of fun. Like, we have so much fun with it. It's definitely one of our more popular events that we do.
It is.
So, yeah.
So much fun.
I know.
Yes.
So we've got that. And then, of course, the candles. The candles have been really popular. We've had the summer and the spring, or spring and summer collection. So there's a pink guava that's really good.
Yes, it does smell really good. I'm trying to think which one I got. I got a new one, and I can't think which one I got.
Yeah.
I can't remember. There's
a strawberry patch.
Maybe it's the strawberry patch that I got. I don't know that I've burned it yet.
Oh, my gosh. Just open it. It smells that good.
Yeah,
like, you can open it. If you don't want to light it yet, just open it. It's that strong.
My candle cabinet smells amazing.
Yeah.
I just open, and it's like, oh.
Yes.
Smells so good.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've been using the lamps and stuff without burning it.
Yes.
And girl, it smells so good. And it doesn't get rid of the waxes fast and everything. It lasts forever.
Mm-hmm. I have used that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like it.
So
I do.
So we've gotten those.
All right.
So, yeah.
and call in this morning for the beach towel. And if y'all don't want it, I'll take it because I could always use a good
well, they're
fast drying.
Condense, you know, like you can pack it.
Yes. So if you're going to the, if you're traveling yes. and you're trying to get everything
but
in
even
your
to
bag.
The boat.
Yeah.
You know, you like it's so small.
Yes.
It's lightweight. That's what we like about it so much. Like
fast drying.
Super fast drying. Mm-hmm. So I even have one specifically for Pepper.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because it's so absorbent and it dries mm-hmm. so quickly.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so for yourself or for your fur baby.
I know.
Yeah. 270-651-3000. 651-3000 is the number to call. It is Boys and Girls Club Week, and they are celebrating all week long.
Yay.
Yesterday was PJ Day.
Fun.
Today is Rainbow Day, so you wear any color of the rainbow. You can wear all the colors of the rainbow,
cool.
which you can pick your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow is Disney Day, so you wear your favorite Disney, Marvel, any kind of merch like that. Sorry, the print is super small, and I'm way far away.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Maybe I should have pulled it up on my phone. That might have been smarter. Because it's tiny, teeny, tiny print. And
yeah.
Like, I can see the name of the day, but then I can't see what's underneath yeah. it.
I could get behind Disney Day.
Yes. Yeah, you could.
I love
you
Disney. Could.
Mm-hmm. So, Thursday is Decades Day.
Oh.
Yes. Throw Thursday way back. Get creative. You're going to wear things from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Oh, my God. Goodness gracious.
The fact that they say...
Way back, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Don't you feel old?
Specifically the 90s.
Yeah. That's not way back. That was just like a decade ago, right? Yeah. So, the other day I was listening to the radio, and it was classic hits.
Mm-hmm.
It was 90s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Breaks my heart. I was like, I'm classic?
Yes, we are. We're vintage.
We're vintage.
Almost vintage.
Oh, my gosh.
I know it.
Broke my heart.
I
was like, wait a second.
I know. The first time I heard Paula Abdul's Straight Up on Classic
yep.
Hits, I was like, wait a minute.
I know.
It's a sad day.
I know.
It's a sad day.
I know, girl.
Mm-mm. Friday is color day, so you can support BGC by wearing blue. Anybody can do that. You
yep.
can wear blue on Friday and support the Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow, Barron County. Summer camp is going on all week long.
So
they have lots of fun. All summer long, actually.
Yeah.
So they have lots of fun things going on. Have you gotten flocked?
I have not. But you know, Liv, I live way, 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 way away with the moo-moos.
They'd probably still come flock you.
Yeah. So I have not been flocked. I saw you got flocked.
I did get flocked.
That looks so fun.
And it apparently spiraled. And so I was like, let's raise some money for the Boys and Girls Club.
Yep.
And my friends and my book club jumped in. And so it's escalated. And I love the fact that everyone has gotten involved.
Yeah.
And you can flock someone
mm-hmm.
if you want. Or if you get flocked, then you can pay so much money to rehome
yes.
the flock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a couple of my friends, well, specifically Danielle with Esha's, she said, we need the big penguins, the big flamingos. I'm like,
yes.
yeah, we do. We need the big ones, like those big plastic
yes.
ones. That's what we need.
Yes.
That's exactly what we need. So you can flock someone else once you have been flocked. You can rehome them for $20.
Yeah.
So it's
That's
I mean
so
it's
much
a great
fun.
Fundraiser.
It is. It's a great cause.
You know?
Yeah.
It's I think it's $100 to flock someone.
Yeah.
And all that money goes back to the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
So
cool.
It really and it's just
I saw your video. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fun mm-hmm. and different. And we're hoping we're raising a little more awareness mm-hmm. of the Boys and Girls Club. And I say we because I'm on their board. I'm mm-hmm. very honored to be on the Boys and Girls Club board. So it's a lot of fun to see these kids
yeah.
and just doing something a little different.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like any other fundraiser. It's
right.
a little yeah. different. So
yeah.
keep that in mind, too.
Yeah.
And you can stop by the Boys and Girls Club if you would like to a mentor, if you would like to donate, if you'd like to see what the club is all about. This club has grown so much in the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
It just amazes me from the first time I was on the board
mm-hmm.
To now. How much it's grown and expanded, and just become one of the best clubs in the state.
Yeah.
So go by there. It's located on Columbia Avenue. It's a gorgeous campus there. Mm-hmm. And you're definitely going to have your day made when you go by there, because the kids love visitors. So if you need a little bit of a pick-me-up, you can go by and see the kiddos at the Boys and Girls Club. You can call 270-629-3871. 629-3871. That's the number to call to flock someone with flamingos,
so
too.
So fun.
Yes, yes. I don't know if something's going on with these phone lines.
Oh, no.
We've been having issues with them.
Yeah.
They just randomly stop working. So.
Oh, man.
I know. There we go. Okay, let's try it again.
Yes. All right. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I can't register. I've already won this month, but I don't know if you guys knew, but yesterday was Flamingo Day.
Yes, it was. Yes.
I didn't know yesterday was Flamingo Day.
It was. I actually talked about that.
Fun.
And it was Pink Day, my favorite color.
Yes, fun.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Cool. Well, that's good info.
Mm-hmm. It was very good info.
Yeah, and I just wanted to remind everybody that the Boys and Girls Club could use water and freeze tops. Remember?
Yes, that's right. Yes, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially
they could
in
use
this
that.
Weather. Yeah.
They definitely need it to cool down for sure. So, yes, thank you so much for the reminder.
Have a great day, y'all.
Thanks, hon. You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, so you can get some freeze pops or case
just
of water.
Drop them by.
Just drop it off.
Gotcha.
Yep. That's all you have to do.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
All right. 270-651-3000. 651-3000. Giving away a nice beach towel. It's perfect time for a beach towel. I cannot believe these phones are not ringing off the hook for a beach towel. Oh, whoa. I'll get it in a minute.
Okay.
I mean, I always want a good beach towel.
I do too. I love me a good beach towel.
I know.
And they're lightweight. Like, I can't get over that because I'm always the one who carries the bag that has the beach towels.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get the imprint on your arm from the beach bag.
Yeah.
So.
Which reminds me, I need new straps. Can you still
I have
get,
some.
Mm-hmm. Can you still get me straps for my bag?
Yep. Your bag. Yep. Sure can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need those bright pink ones. Can you get the bright pink ones?
I will look and see. I'm not sure which colors.
Okay. Because there's one that's starting to fray just a little bit, and I'm afraid.
Yeah. I gotcha.
It may break on me.
Yeah.
And I love that bag.
I gotcha.
It's like
I know.
It's like that orange with the pink.
Oh, yeah.
Hand. It's one of the first ones that you had.
Mm-hmm. I love those.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty.
I know.
And they're so durable.
They are.
It's, you know, made from croc material.
I know.
So, you know,
you don't
end of times.
Do you still have?
Mm-mm.
I didn't think so.
No, I've run out of room.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, they're big, and I've run out of room.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the end of time comes, those bags are still going to be
They're still going to be here. You're exactly right.
They are not degradable.
No, they are very sturdy, and you can throw anything in there, and they rinse off very easily.
Yes,
so
they do.
If you didn't get one, I'm sorry.
Yep, yep. So.
Sorry.
Yep.
But.
Our buddy over here.
Todd?
She has, no, Roots and Ramble.
Oh, Roots and Ramble. She's got the bog bag.
She's got the bog bag.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, I was thinking across the hallway.
Nope, sorry. Sorry. No, nope.
Yeah.
Back there.
Gotcha.
But if you're looking for something like that, she does have that.
She
we were
does.
Talking about those last week. So,
yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning. I'd like to register my mom, myself, and my sister, if that's possible.
Yes. What's the name?
Okay. Brenda Morgan.
Brenda. Okay.
Michelle Morgan.
All right.
And Melissa Hardwick.
Melissa Hardwick. All right. And what's the phone number?
299-1277.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
No, bye-bye.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
Hi.
I would like to register for the bait shop, please.
Okay. What's your name, hon?
My name is Sandy Hood.
Thank you, thank you. And the phone number?
270-834-9187. And could I register my daughter, Tessa Tony?
What's the name again?
Tessa Tony, my daughter.
Gotcha.
Tessa Tony, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, same phone number?
Same phone number, yes.
All right. We got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. If you'll cool down some.
I know.
I like to register Ellie Jackson.
All right.
And Stephanie Raymer.
Okay.
590-9062.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank y'all.
Stay cool. Thanks.
Y'all too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
270-651-3000, 651-3000. So I used my golden rabbit. First time I used the sheet pan? Yes, sheet pan on the grill. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Kyle had just gotten this new grill.
Yeah.
And so he was not, you know, he didn't really know if he needed to turn up the heat, turn it down, turn it up, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, he turned it up too high.
Okay.
And the vegetables stuck to the pan.
Yeah.
And caused it to go black.
It'll come off.
After some really good scrubbing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, why are our vegetables stuck to the pan? Because I even sprayed it,
yeah.
You know, to keep it, you know, I have some avocado oil.
Yeah.
And I sprayed it on there. And I'm like, why are these vegetables sticking to this pan? He said, well, I might have turned up the heat too much. I said, why would you turn it up if you don't know how it's going to cook?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you start out low?
Start out low.
And then gradually.
No, he just went for it.
And guess who cleaned the pan?
It was you.
Yes, not him.
Yeah, no.
And I mean, it had to soak and I had to scrub
it.
It finally all came off.
Yeah.
Which I was impressed.
Because it comes off.
Let me tell you, there was so much black on it.
Yeah.
I thought, the first time I have used this.
It'll come off.
And
because we have done some stuff to it too, trust me. We have baked it on there. But and it'll come off. But I've found some different things that work on it even better. Like if you're one who does that regularly, someone may live in my house who does that.
Mm.
There is the soft scrub. Works even better on that. But
okay.
See, you can use like all those hardcore things, mm-hmm. you know, because it's steel.
It's steel, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But my whole point of all of this is that it did come off and it looked brand new again.
Isn't it crazy?
Because it was I kept thinking, you know what I kept thinking?
What?
The spaghetti sauce.
Yes.
That was left in the pot. And I'm like, this is going to come off.
I'm
it's going to come off. I know it's going to come off.
Yes. I'm telling you, it works. Like, no joke. It really does, mm-hmm. like, come off. It's kind of crazy. And it looks brand new.
It does.
I've used mine for years.
I baked some cut up sweet potatoes in mm-hmm. it on Sunday morning for my quiche and for mm-hmm. us to eat on.
Yeah.
And a couple of them got stuck on there, but it came off a lot easier.
Yeah.
It wasn't as charred on there like the vegetables were on the grill.
Yeah.
So I was like, honey, next time maybe, you know, let's start low and kind of build up. Let's play with this.
Yeah.
Now, let's not go real high out of the gate.
So I have a theory about that with like salt and everything like that. If you think about it, you can never undo the amount of salt you add. So you start low.
Yes.
And then go high because you can't get the salt out.
Nope.
So that's my theory. A lot of things in my house are not as salty as they should be. But I figure everyone can salt to
you
taste.
You can add.
Yeah. So.
You can always add a little salt.
You can't uncook a vegetable.
Nobody likes it when you're too salty.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Lightly salted.
Yeah. You cannot uncook the charred vegetable. If only you could. So.
Oh, if only.
Yeah.
Oh, if only.
Yeah. So.
All right. 270-651-3000 is the number to call. Betsy from Buttercup Lane Gifts is my co-host this morning, giving away a very nice beach towel. Are there designs on these? I can't remember.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, there are. We've got two or three different designs.
Okay.
One of them is pink and green that has like leaves. Another one is blue and white. And I don't remember the third one.
Oh, pink and green? Did you just say pink and green?
Pink and green. It's super cute.
Those are two of my favorite bright colors.
Well, your nails are super pink and flamingo-y.
Yes, they are.
Did you do that on purpose or was it just
happenstance? This is the color that I wear all summer long.
Oh, okay.
It
you don't change it up?
Rarely changes from this color
from
pink.
From that color. I love it.
Because this is my signature color pink.
Well, like, it matches your personality.
Thank you.
I mean, it does. It's very pretty.
Well,
you know, it's very happy. I mean, yeah.
Thank you. So. It does. This color just really makes me happy. It's just fun. It's almost like fun. That neon.
It is. It's almost pink. A neon. Yeah. And it's just, it's fun.
Yeah.
It totally matches you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yesterday was Pink Day. I mentioned this yesterday.
I didn't get to listen yesterday.
Well, I didn't even mention it on Shop Local. I mentioned it later in the morning on the show.
Oh, okay.
And I played Pink from Aerosmith. Remember that song?
I do.
I'd forgotten about it.
I love Aerosmith.
I do, too. And
so
I love
I'm
that
huge,
song.
Huge, huge fan of Aerosmith.
Yeah,
actually.
So I played that yesterday, and I realized as I looked down, I was like, and I'm wearing white today.
Yeah. But you've got your nails.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Your nails were on point.
But had I known that it was Pink Day before I came to work.
Right. You would have decked out.
Yeah. I didn't do my show prep till later.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
I know.
It is what it is.
I know.
I celebrate pink every day.
Flamingos don't start out pink.
They don't?
Nope. They start out gray.
Really? When they're born, they're gray?
Mm-hmm. And then as they eat crustaceans, they turn pink from the color.
I did not know that.
Yeah. When you see babies, they're gray.
I just learned something today, y'all.
Oh, my gosh. And I taught you.
And you taught me.
We should be concerned.
Is lightning going to
start? I know.
No,
should we check? Should we Google that? But I know that's right. Because I've seen the babies.
I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah. Disney will teach you that on the safari.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's how I knew that.
I've not ever been on a Disney safari. So.
Yes, yes. So you could do a Glasgow safari. You could. We've got enough stuff out here. Hop on an open bus.
Yeah.
And so.
Why don't you start that?
Yeah, with a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go on a Glasgow safari.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'd be mostly cows.
We have a few exotic animals
we
around.
We do.
Here.
We have some zebras.
And what,
some alpacas.
Yeah. Do we have some camel? We got some camels, don't we?
No, I've not
seen camel?
A camel.
Mm-hmm. Don't we have a camel out Hidden Hickory?
I don't know.
Out behind there? Isn't it a camel?
I don't know. I've not seen a camel.
Maybe it's not a camel.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just daydreaming that.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway.
We have some exotic animals.
Yeah.
And just... Man,
we do
hunt for them.
We could show them our dogs.
They are exotic.
On your left.
And on your right. No, back on your left.
Yeah.
This is on your right.
Yeah.
It's
she's
Pepper.
Behind. No,
it's
she's
Pepper.
On the bus.
Yeah. Yeah. Impressively would just be sitting there.
I know. Up close and personal with Pepper.
That's right.
So
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about some other things inside Buttercup
yes.
Lane gifts.
So we actually have some new items. They have been on back order. I've been waiting for these so long. So they are stands that have banners that help you decorate for all kinds of different things. We've got a 4th of July. I was trying to find the picture on it. I know I have pictures. 4th of July. And I've got the 4th of July and the Wildcats up right now. So they're wooden stands. They're from Glory House, which is the ones that have the toppers and the bases.
Yes.
So think that, but they're like, you can put them on tables to decorate and they are, you can see the design on the front and back.
Oh
yeah. So they're super cute. I'm trying to find the picture of them because I know that I have them out there somewhere. I've posted them, but they just walked in the door and they are so stinking cute. I've had people waiting on them as well. So those
they're able to walk.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
They're able to walk.
You said they walked into the door.
Oh,
they look, walked in the door.
They did. They walked in the door.
Sorry.
It's like, what? I missed it.
Sorry.
I'm trying to find my picture. This is what happens when I multitask. I was like, they're walking? What did I say? Yes, they did. They walked in the door. They're super cute, though. So we've got those. And then I forgot, we've got a whole new collection of UK and Louisville items.
Yes, I saw that.
So we have so many people who always come in asking for UK items that we've even gotten the... the clear bags for the stadiums for the football and the basketball.
Oh, good.
We've got those in UK and in Louisville. So I always have a few people. Louisville, not, you know, I want to be, you know, equal opportunity UK Louisville.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, it's a state. It is. They're both in, you know.
I personally am a UK person. Mm-hmm. Because,
for obvious reasons.
Yes, yes. God put blue in my color wheel, mm-hmm. and red is not. Mm-hmm. You know, look, I mean, he had it all planned out.
He did.
So,
he really did.
I'm just going to find you this photo of that. But we've got lots of different items in for those. Just so many different things. They're so much fun, too, mm-hmm. you know, because it's... I'm a college sports person. I know I've told you that before. I love all college sports. I think they're fun. There's always good food, you know, like wherever you go. Like, I mean, at the football
games. Betsy loves food.
I know. So at football games, there's tailgating. There's just delicious, the pretzels. Mm-hmm. And then at the basketball, you get, at Rupp Arena, you get ice cream. I always get ice cream.
Who doesn't love ice cream?
I know. And then, you know, they've also got the pretzels. I mean, I eat things at the ball games that I don't eat. I don't allow myself to eat anywhere else.
That's what you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah. So I think that's why I like college sports so much. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So we,
because she's a foodie. She loves college sports.
I know.
Because she's a foodie.
I know it doesn't make sense, but in my brain.
It makes sense. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I hear football and I think chips and dip. Yeah. Mama's getting some queso. You know? Like, I mean, that's exact. I'm like, oh my gosh. You know,
you can get that at any of the Mexican restaurants.
I know.
Anytime you want.
But I do it at my house, you know, like I'm like, oh, there's a football game on. We should have the sausage and the cheese in the crock pot. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, girl.
But I only make those on days, you know, that there's a big college sports game. So, and my dogs like ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they just, Rookie, I swear, watches football. And so, you know, I just can't help it. So,
but anyway,
we've got tons of UK in Louisville. All that to say, we have tons of UK and Louisville items in now.
There you go, which is perfect for those who are heading off to college.
I know. Oh,
perfect time. I know. You just moved her back, and
yeah, sad.
It'll be time.
Yeah,
before you know it.
Yeah,
I mean, June's almost over.
I know.
What the heck?
Yeah,
just happened.
So,
yeah. So all of that fun stuff. Okay, let's talk a few moments about Glasgow Barron County Habitat for Humanity Restore, which they have a lot of fun things. They have so many really cool donations. They have a pair of Boston acoustic speakers. They offer a 7-day warranty on those, so you can test them out to see if they work. They do. I have my eye on this. I have my eye on this 6-person party float.
Oh, how much fun!
So nobody go buy that. I've already texted Tamber and Haley.
Let me see.
There's a price drop.
That looks like so much fun.
I'm going to the lake this weekend. I'm going to a friend's houseboat, and I'm thinking I should take that just to give to them because they're always so gracious to let us.
That is so cute.
Come and hang out. And I'm thinking, plus I can use it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about, it says that it's been inflated, no holes. It's about 12 foot.
Wow.
I'm going to go get that.
Yeah.
I'm going to call and pay for it over the phone.
Oh, there you go.
And go
that way
it
it's
up.
Yours.
Yeah, it's mine.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the pictures. They blew it up there at the Restore because mm-hmm. there's a Restore truck behind mm-hmm. it. So it's blown up, and I cannot believe no one has snatched that. All these late goers. So I'm gonna get that, and that's gonna be my host and hostess gift.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Because they're always so kind. I get mm-hmm. to go to their houseboat a couple of times,
yeah.
at least a couple of times during the summer. And I'm taking a friend with me, and mm-hmm. she always tries to up her game and like, oh, I'm taking this. And
yeah.
I'm taking that. And I'm like, are you trying to make me look bad? I'm taking a party float. Beat that.
Mic drop.
That's right. Bam.
That's funny. I like it though. That's snazzy.
I know. It's kind of cool. So
yeah.
We'll see. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll work out.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right, but they have that. They have lots of other items as well. If you head over to their Facebook page, you will find these vintage items. These are beautiful Art Mart set of porcelain cat figurines.
Oh, fun.
All you cat fans. These are cute. Casserole carrier? Who doesn't love a good casserole carrier? They even have...
We all need those, too.
Yes, yes. They have a large adjustable shower chair if you're looking for one of those. They get some medical items in, too, at times. You just gotta, pop in and see what they have. Looks like they have a recliner, a vintage Harvest Gold 16-quart pressure cooker.
Let me see that.
I'm telling you.
I followed them on Facebook. I love pressure cooking. Love it.
There you go. And that's a vintage one. That thing will last forever.
You put the word vintage on it and I'm sold. Oh, it's so cute.
I know that Harvest Gold.
It's only $35.
That's like the same color as my mom and dad's stove.
I have Pyrex that color. The old timey Pyrex of my grandmother's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that matches that.
Harvest Gold is the color of my parents' stove. They still have that.
But you know what? They don't make them like they used to. How many times have we heard that?
I know.
And it's true.
I think they've only replaced like a burner or something in it. And it's, they've had that thing as long as they've had me almost.
Yeah.
I don't know how many.
I think they don't throw you out with the stove.
I know. Of course, they've had it longer than me, I guess, because they bought that before I was born.
Yeah.
I think. I'm pretty sure. So it's knocking on about 50.
Yeah.
Knocking on it. So.
But they're good, though.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Yeah.
They really are. It cooks like a dream.
Aww.
Cooks like a dream. Let's see. They have so many other things as well. You just got to go over to their Facebook page and check it out. Stop by the Reese store. Do some shopping. Do some donating if you are cleaning out your items.
We do that. Yeah.
And you're getting rid of things. You know, I usually have a donation pile box. And then there's usually a pile that I want to try to sell. Yeah. But there's always a donation pile to give to the Habitat for Humanity Reese store. Keep in mind, this is an everyday fundraiser for building homes for Habitat. And this is for families in need. So keep that in mind as well. You're giving back to the community. You can shop. You can donate. You can volunteer Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. They are located on West Main Street. They're across from the Shell Station, across from Kuzma Family Dentistry. Look for that mural there on the side facing their parking lot.
And so pretty.
And then the front of their building, of course, is blue and green, those bright blue and green colors. So if you want to find out more, 270-629-5775 is the number to call, 629-5775. And if you're just now joining us, we are giving away a beach towel this morning, 270-651-3000. 651-3000 is the number to call, and we will give that away here in about 15 minutes. The hour is...
Oh, my gosh. Are you so serious?
Fast. Yeah. So fast.
Holy moly.
I know it. Time flies.
When you're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Look, we're coming out with all the oldie but goodie sayings.
We are. Rolling them out. Rolling them
Heavens
out.
Heavens to Betsy. My grandmother used to say that.
That's a song name. Did you know that?
Yes, I do.
Jackson Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Heavens to Betsy.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, I say that a lot.
I know.
My aunt, she used to say, Lawsy?
Yeah.
Well, Lawsy?
Yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I was trying to think some of the good ones. I love those old sayings. I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun times.
I know.
Lickety split. Heavens to Betsy. Mm. Did she not say lousy me?
She may have said lousy me. Lousy me. She may have.
Yeah. I know that one. Mm-hmm. So here's this picture just to give you a visual.
Yeah.
I finally found it.
Oh, yeah. That is super cute.
Super good for decorating, like for everybody who's got the 4th of July stuff and everything. They've got the banner and stuff.
Yeah, that's
Isn't
perfect.
That yeah.
That yeah. is so perfect. Yeah. All right. Good
yes,
deal.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm trying to think what else you've got in. Oh, you know, the Uncle Hams. Yes.
The Uncle Hams is definitely a popular item right now. Yes, how could we forget that? Barbecue, oh my gosh, so good. Great for, I've lost the word. What is it? When you let it soak.
Marinate.
Thank you. I'm like, there is a word.
Yes.
Yes. Great for marinating. So good on the grill. Oh my gosh. So good. We love that stuff. We also have some, I always struggle with this, Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the easiest word to say.
No. So, but y'all know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. So we've got that as well. I'm trying to think. And we've got different levels of spice for the barbecue sauce too. So we've got all of that restocked and everything.
Yes.
So good. I love grilling. I know I've talked about food so much. I really do.
I know you do.
I love food. Mm-hmm. It just brings me joy.
It does. You know? And it's grilling season.
It is. I love grilling season. Yeah. I do. Like, I love grilling season. Like, I'm the griller. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Matt can grill. He's not home to grill. So I, by default, have become the griller.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually have two different grills. Like, I have one of those, kind of like an egg thing, but I got it from Sam's.
Yeah.
And then I have a gas grill.
Mm-hmm.
And so it depends on what mood I'm in as to what grill I use. Love it.
Yeah.
All the fresh garden vegetables.
I know.
Which, again, I've got a garden. I'm growing weeds at a 5-star rating. We've had so much rain that it moved my seeds and my plants. I noticed I had some squash, not in the garden, but they're growing. They're thriving because it rained and moved them.
You know, God picked them up and moved them down because he said they're going to thrive a whole lot more here.
Let's go this way.
Yeah.
And so, yes. But it's been so muddy and everything.
You know,
getting out there has been. And Pepper follows me. So there's dog tracks through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to teach her not to pick up the slips as Mommy put them in the ground. As she walked around with the tomato plant. So... No, that goes in the ground. We don't play fetch with that one. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
She's so sweet.
I'm telling you.
So sweet. All right. 270-651-3000. 651-3000 is the number to call. If you want to get signed up for the beach towel, you can call in and I'll put your name on the list and we'll draw for it here in just a few minutes. Let's talk Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. Jesse Muse, who is a realtor auctioneer there, and he has an online only auction going on right now. Speaking of food.
Yeah.
If you've always wanted to own your own restaurant, Country
Hard
Time
Pass. I don't diner, cook that well.
Country Time Diner.
I know.
It's turnkey, baby, ready to roll.
I wish I cooked good enough for a restaurant.
Yes. Well,
my kids would appreciate that better too.
Yeah. But it is ready to roll. It's a commercial building, over 2,000 square feet. It has all the equipment. In fact, it has a brand new ventilation system that was just installed last year. It's very clean and neat on the inside. Brenda Crumpton is the seller of this restaurant. And that online-only auction is going on through this Thursday, June 26th.
Gotcha.
Okay, at 5:30. You can go to rsmillsauctions.com to place your bid and to find out a little bit more. That's one of the big auctions that Jesse has going on. He also has another one. This is a live auction that's happening this Saturday, 5849 Heisful Road in Glasgow. This is for Larry Stevens. And this is happening at 10 o'clock this Saturday morning. There are two different tracks that will be sold. So track one is a little over an acre and a half with a large commercial building, and track two has just under 6.5 acres.
Gotcha.
So if you want to find out more, or if you want to take a look at the property, you can call Jesse at 270-670-9333. Again, you can log on to rsmillsauctions.com for additional info on that as well. And he has more auctions coming down the pipe. Just going to get through those two, and I'm sure he will have more to tell you about when he's in with us on Thursday. Here's the other one. This is another online-only auction. It doesn't start until Monday, July 7th, but you can find all the info
mm-hmm.
on the website. It's a beautiful home with a large kitchen and lot. This is on the new Bowling Green Road, Smith's Grove. In fact, this one is going on through Monday, July 7th through Thursday, July 17th.
Gotcha.
At 5:30. So, again, contact Jesse for that very nice piece of property right there. So, gotcha. Keep that in mind, too. And again, his number is 270-670-9333. He would love to talk to you about auctioning your property, whether it be farm, commercial, residential, whatever it might be. He can help you do it. All right, let's go to the phones.
Oh rats. We missed them. Sorry. Call back. We got just a few minutes.
Yeah, we do. 270-651-3000, 651-3000. Okay, Ronaldo Jewelry.
Yes. Yes, we've gotten that in. We've gotten some new pieces, some new necklaces that are great for, they're kind of like on the cheaper point, so they're more for everyday type thing, both gold and silver. So you've got both of them. We also had some new candle pillars come in and everything like that.
All those.
Aren't those gorgeous? They're chunky.
Yes.
You know, so great for decorating, just placing around. I use those a lot in my house. So we've got those in white ceramic and in wood stain. So those just came in. We've just had so much come in. Like, we've got a lot of stuff just walking in the door. Again, everything has legs. Mm-hmm. So we've gotten also, I know we mentioned toppers on here all the time. Look at that cute little thing.
Oh, the birthday.
I know. It's so pretty. It's a fancy birthday topper. So if you like the fancier, if you're more of a decor fancier person,
bougie.
yes, I've got one of those.
I need one.
No, a kid. That's a bougie. I've got a bougie, and I've got one that's a free T-shirt. You know, I got one of each.
There you go. So, best of both worlds,
best
right?
Best of both worlds. Uh-huh. Yes. So we've got that, and then Happy Everything. I forgot to mention they have a new color, and plates. And it's perfect. It's indigo blue.
Oh, that blue, yes.
And it's perfect for 4th of July, mm-hmm. You know? So with the USA and the flag. So we've got a lot of things in to decorate for the 4th of July. So if you're having people over, which, did you realize 4th of July is next weekend?
Can you believe it?
I feel like I need to go buy some sparklers and some Roman candles.
I mean, seriously.
I love me a good Roman candle.
Yeah?
I pretend to be the Statue of Liberty. Mm-hmm. I know that's probably not surprising to you, but I do it all the time. Like every 4th of July, I stand there and sing God Bless America.
Uh-huh.
Very patriotic.
My
nieces and nephews, they join in. It's a whole moment. You know, we do it every year. And so...
I love it.
I know. So yeah.
Fantastic.
But anyway.
It's all good stuff.
I know. So yeah. So we've just got lots of things coming in, lots of things to decorate. If you are hosting, stuff like that, or if you're just feeling festive, definitely got tons of stuff in for you.
All right. So, Good deal. We're going to wrap up our sponsors with Fuller Life Counseling Partners.
Yeah.
Did you know that June is Men's Mental Health Month?
No.
Mm-hmm. It is. And let's face it, men's mental health matters.
It does.
It definitely does. And guys are probably the first to not admit.
They're quieter about
their feelings.
Their feelings.
Their emotions.
Yeah.
Their anxiety.
Yeah.
They don't like to ask for help.
Yeah.
They don't really want to go to therapy. You know, if they feel vulnerable, they don't want to tell anybody. Yeah. They don't want anybody. It's like they put this wall or they're like this box around them. Yeah. And, you know, Fuller Life Counseling wants to change that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our first responders are men.
Yeah.
And, I mean, yes, we have women, of course.
Right.
Shout out to the women, too. But the first responders are, they see so many things that...
So much trauma.
Yes, that most of us will never see mm-hmm. in our life. And that's got to be so heavy,
mm-hmm.
having to keep that in.
Yeah.
You know, and... It's really a good idea to be able to talk to somebody. And Christy and her team there at Fuller Life Counseling, they are fantastic. They are easy to work with. And their facility here in Glasgow is right there next to DQ Grill and Chill. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They had their grand opening recently. We were there and broadcasting, and they had hamburgers and hot dogs, and you got to tour the facility. It's just, it's beautiful and very welcoming, and a place, a safe place, a welcoming place for you to go mm-hmm. in and talk about the things that you are dealing with. If there is, you know, just trauma in your life that has happened, it could be anything. It could be something from years ago. It could be something that's happened recently. Maybe you're going through a relationship change, or you're grieving. There could be a lot of different things that you're struggling with right now, and it's a good idea to have someone to talk to and take charge of your mental health. So Fuller Life Counseling wants to help you live a fuller life. They want you to be happier and have your mind, body, and soul all align. So reach out to them, set up an appointment, 270-904-5104. That's 270-904-5104. You can also set up an appointment through their website, fullerlifecounseling.org. They have locations in Bowling Green, Glasgow, Litchfield, and in Scottsville. So they are all over the place. Just keep that in mind, fullerlifecounseling.org. You can also follow them on Facebook. That's Fuller Life Counseling Partners. All right, Betsy. It's the end of the hour.
Crazy times.
It is.
Flew by yet again.
No kidding. Okay, so anything that we forgot?
No, just stay posted. Keep checking Facebook for the exact dates for the Christmas in July. That is coming towards the end of the month of July. So definitely, I know it's a fan favorite. Everybody loves that. So take a look. All right. Do we have a winner?
I'm going to let you. So you just push that button in the middle and it's going to give you the winner's number.
Five.
Number five is Cindy Hood.
There you go, Cindy.
So, Cindy, congratulations to you.
Congrats.
Yeah, I'm
got you a beach town.
I'm allowing my co-host to pick the number now. So it's out of my hands.
So it's out of your hands. I got you.
Out of my hands.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. Congratulations to Cindy.
Yeah.
All right. Stop by Buttercup Lane Gifts.
Yeah. Located at 213 Reynolds Road here in Glasgow. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and now TikTok.
TikTok.
I'm on the TikToker.
TikToker.
Yeah. So check us out. And we're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 2.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being here this morning. Always a lot of fun.
Fun times.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks to all of our sponsors this week. We have Buttercup Lane Gifts. So glad that Betsy was here this morning. We have Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow, Barron County. Wellness Wednesday is presented by Fuller Life Counseling Partners. Also, thanks to Jesse Muse, Realtor Auctioneer with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company, and Habitat for Humanity Restore. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.